All right, we will begin our time together this morning with some announcements. So I hope most of you have seen and heard and read by now that both churches are planning to resume in-person worship next Sunday, June 7th. Please reach out to me this week if you have any questions about what that will look like, or if something in the emails were confusing. One thing I am going to ask of both people, and I'm going to be both churches, and I'm going to be reiterating this with both churches all week, is we ask that you please do not arrive for church more than 15 minutes before the service is supposed to start. This is predominantly aimed at my Mount Nebo folks who will get there at 8:15 when the service starts at 9. But the reason that we're asking for that is so that we can kind of minimize our time together in an enclosed space. So Glenshaw Valley folks, if you could arrive at 11, Mount Nebo folks, if you could arrive at 8:45, that will help us in our new worshiping environment. The last announcement I have is to remind Glenshaw Valley, I have on my calendar that we are scheduled to have a quick session meeting this Wednesday to finalize our plans for in-person worship. So I'm sure we will be sending out some more information about that in a couple days. Are there any announcements I missed? If there are, you can unmute yourself and give it. All right, let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our prelude. Friends, at this time, we are going to share our joys and concerns with one another. I will share with you what I have collected over this past week, and then I will invite you to unmute yourselves if you have any joys or concerns to share. So the first prayer request we have is for BJ's friend Bridget, who fell and hit her head this week. So prayers that she recovers quickly from that. Also, we are going to pray for the family and friends of Ray Anderson and John Page, who passed away this past week. I think it's appropriate to take a moment this morning to pray for our city after last night's riots. I think we should also take a minute to pray for high school seniors, many of whom are going to be graduating this coming week. They are graduating in a weird time. Many of them are not able to have graduation ceremonies or parties. So we will take a minute to pray for them. Also, we will continue to pray for everyone who will be returning to work this week. I'm sure many of you saw that Allegheny County is slated to transition into the green phase of reopening on Friday. So we will keep people who are either returning to work or returning to a new form of work in our prayers. All right, that's what I have. What else can we be praying for?
Okay, I have two requests. My second cousin, again, just like Ray Anderson, but her name is Flo Wolkowski. She was in a car accident 6 days ago, spent 4 days in trauma unit at Mercy, and she came home yesterday. she's still in a lot of pain when she breathes, and of course she's banged up, so prayers that she heals quickly. And also a friend of mine who I don't get to see too often anymore, her name is Tina Palmieri. She used to be a member of our congregation. Some may know her as Tina Cognitt. She has leukemia and she started her chemo, and she's starting to lose her hair. It's making her sick. So prayers that God be with her through all of this, and that she doesn't lose her faith, because she's starting to regret everything and get angry with God, saying, you know, why type thing. So prayers that she will find God again, and so that he can walk her through this.
Thanks for sharing, Kathy.
When you pray for the city, could you please include our current policeman? It was very scary letting our son-in-law go to work last night.
Absolutely.
They're on a mandatory 12-hour days now, all days off till about Wednesday, till they try to get peace back in the city.
Yeah, I believe there's a curfew in effect tonight as well. From 8:30 to 6, I think I read. Any other prayer requests? All right, we will lift these up a little bit later in our service. At this time, I invite you to join with me in our call to worship. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Friends, our opening hymn for this morning is Breathe on Me, Breath of God. I'm going to mute myself and invite Mickey to play. Friends, join with me now in our prayer of confession. Merciful God, in your gracious presence, we confess our sin and the sin of this world. Although Christ is among us as our peace, we are a people divided against ourselves as we cling to the values of a broken world. The profit and pleasures we pursue lay waste the land and pollute the seas. The fears and jealousies that we harbor set neighbor against neighbor and nation against nation. We abuse your good gifts of imagination and freedom, of intellect and reason, and have turned them into bonds of oppression. Lord, have mercy upon us. Heal and forgive us. Set us free to serve you in the world as agents of your reconciling love in Jesus Christ. Friends, hear the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Alleluia. Amen. Join with me now as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our choir's anthem.
Come, bow before him now with prayer.
Friends, please join me in prayer. Almighty God, Jesus Christ has taught us to pray and to offer our petitions to you in his name. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, that our prayers for others may serve your will and show your steadfast love. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, let us pray for our city. Lord, this morning we all woke up to news reports of violent rioting happening in downtown Pittsburgh. We lament that what started as a peaceful protest was hijacked by rioters bent on destruction. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon our chief of police and all of our police officers in the city of Pittsburgh who are working endless shifts to keep us safe. Lord, we as a country are in a rough place. Many of us are tired of being at home and of the stress that living through a pandemic has brought. And the stress of that coupled with rioting in our city is making us weary, Lord. Now more than ever, we need your spirit to blow in, through, and among us, to unify us and to give us peace for the work ahead. Lord, we also lift up to you the sick this morning. Lord, we pray for everyone who is either struggling with the coronavirus or recovering from it. Lord, we pray especially for those who have been fighting this illness for weeks on end with no end in sight. We pray that they would recover quickly. Lord, we also lift up to you Kathy's friend, Tina, who has been diagnosed with leukemia. We pray that she would recover quickly. We also pray for her cousin who was in a car accident and is on the road to recovery. Lord, we lift up to you the family and friends of Ray Anderson and John Page who died this past week. Lord, this week, in a week where many of our high school seniors would be preparing for graduation ceremonies, we pray that you would be with them and their families, that they would still be able to find creative ways to celebrate their accomplishments. Finally, Lord, as Allegheny County prepares to transition to the green phase of reopening at the end of the week, we pray for all business owners and all employees who will be heading back to work at the end of the week. Lord, the work that they head back to will be different than the work they left in March. We pray especially that you would give them wisdom and patience and flexibility as they encounter this new normal. Lord, we lift up to you our personal prayers now. God of compassion, we ask that you would bless us and those we love, our friends and our families, that drawing close to you, though we are apart, we may be drawn closer to each other through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, for our offertory time this morning, the question that I have for you is, in what area of your life do you need the Spirit's presence right now? I invite you to reflect on that question as Mark plays the offertory. Friends, I was wondering if there is a brave soul among you who would be willing to do the scripture reading for today.
I'll do it.
Great. Thank you, BJ.
Scripture today is from Acts 2, 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galilean? Now how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pisanda, Asia, Philgrad and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said, 'They have had too much wine.' Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. 'Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above the signs, above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the reading of God's word.
Thank you, BJ. You did a great job with all of those funky names. All right, friends, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, by now, most of you should have received the session's plan for resuming in-person worship next week. Good Lord willing, and the crick don't rise, this will be our last Sunday of online-only worship. I know from talking with you guys that some of you have not had an opportunity to worship in almost 3 months. But I also know that some of you are not going to feel comfortable gathering in public in early June. So I'm going to continue to provide an online option for those who don't feel comfortable coming to church just yet. One of the challenges of moving forward with in-person worship is that everyone has different comfort levels around coming together in public right now. Some of you felt comfortable resuming in-person worship a month ago. You think there's no more risk in coming to church than going to Walmart, for example. Some of you are a little bit more nervous about coming back to church. You're worried about either transmitting the virus or about bringing the virus home with you. A few of you won't have expressed that you're just not comfortable returning to church just yet. I imagine that there are some among you that won't feel totally comfortable returning to church until there's a vaccine. Friends, our disagreements over when and how to resume in-person worship don't really bother me. I think our disagreements are a sign of how deeply we love the church and how deeply we want to care for the health and welfare of our people. What bothers me is the lack of charity we're extending to those who hold different views than we do. Particularly on this day, the day the church celebrates Pentecost. A day where we're reminded that as we wait in the wreckage of what was, and we wait for the birth of what will be, we are called to see visions and to dream dreams. We often talk about Pentecost as the birthday of the church. This is the day that the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples and launched the church's mission. The gift of the Holy Spirit upon the early church was to unify it. The Spirit enabled the disciples to proclaim their gospel message in the tongues that the diverse people gathered in Jerusalem would be able to understand. Pentecost undid the Tower of Babel that divided people according to language. Because of the Spirit, now everyone has access to the good news, Jesus. What struck me as I was reading through this passage is that the church actually can't be the church without the Spirit. The ancient church was never meant to be a group of people who looked and spoke alike and who never disagreed with one another over anything. From its inception, it was to include Jews and Gentiles, males and females, slaves and freed. It was to include groups unused to talking to each other, that were going to need the guidance of the Spirit to speak, but also to interpret what was being said, to dream about future possibilities, and to speak the truth in love. What makes the church community different than any other community is that the Spirit is actively working in and through us to help us become the people that God has called us to be. Now, this doesn't mean that we'll never mess up or that it will always be easy, but it does mean that Christian community is one that is called and commissioned by God for the sake of the gospel. The church exists to equip us for the work of ministry, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ with all that we meet. And it is through the power of the Spirit that we are even able to do this work. Friends, as we prepare to resume in-person worship, I do think there are things we can all do to make this transition easier. Please do not give the ushers a hard time about wearing a mask or if your pew is roped off. Trust me when I say that Session and I have had many, many, many conversations about how to safely resume in-person worship. Please trust that they have prayed about this and that they and I are doing our best to keep you safe. If you have a question or an issue with one of the guidelines that Session has adopted, please remember that most of the people in our congregation could become really, really sick if they were to either contract the virus or to spread it to someone else. I'm trying really hard to think of these restrictions as a concrete way that I can express my love for my fellow congregants right now. I truly believe that the Spirit shows up in a special way when brothers and sisters gather together as a church community. That's why Session and I are working so hard to resume in-person worship next week. But we can't do this without your cooperation. Please, if you are feeling sick, stay home. Jesus is not going to be mad at you for missing church during a global pandemic if you are feeling sick. Also, let us all practice extending charity to those who are staying home because they're scared to be in public right now. Assuming that people are staying at home because they're trying to protect themselves or their family is one way that we as the church can witness to the love of Jesus during a pandemic. Friends, it feels appropriate to me that we are celebrating Pentecost this week, particularly because next week we are going to be entering into a new season of ministry as a church community. Literally, a new season. We're going to be resuming in-person worship, but also figuratively a new season, because we still have many things we have to figure out about how to do ministry with many people feeling uncomfortable with leaving their homes right now. But the good news of Pentecost is that we don't do ministry alone. We do ministry in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. A God who loves us so much that he sent his Son, who promises to be with us always through the power of the Spirit. That, friends, is the good news of Pentecost, the good news that equips us to go out into the world and carry out Jesus' mission wherever we are. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, our closing hymn for today is going to be Spirit, Spirit of Gentleness. You'll notice that we are going to sing through the refrain, then we're going to sing through two verses, the refrain, two verses, the refrain. Cliff has it all figured out on the PowerPoint, but just in case you're wondering why we're not singing the refrain after every verse, this is why. All right, I'm going to mute myself and invite Nikki to start playing. Thank you. Friends, let me say a word of blessing as we prepare to go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.